The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my husband, co-host, fellow realtor, do-everything man,
Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. I like the guest we got today. He's going to be real good.
I know. And you selected Bob Clea from Clea Construction, who just about does every type of construction project out there. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Check our new lookout at jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Totally revamped.
And 3 years of archive radio shows. And we took out the really bad ones. So you don't have to worry about it. We took care of that.
You can also view our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Okay, good morning again, Bob. Bob Clea from Clea Construction. What are you doing and how long have you been doing it, please?
We are a home builder, new construction and renovation and remodeling contractor. We've been doing this for approximately 18 years now. I was a graduate of Johnson Tech. I went to school to be an architect. In the process of our studies there, I couldn't see at that time how homes were built just by looking at blueprints on paper. I had a professor there that suggested maybe you should go out and do a co-op, work for a builder in the Poconos in New Jersey, and try and give it a shot and see what happens. And once I started building homes, that was it. I just became a home builder and continued from that point on.
So you like what you do?
I love it.
Takes you everywhere?
Everywhere.
What are you doing these days?
We currently are doing a 4,000 square foot new construction and renovation together on the same property. It was a modular home that was set in four boxes, and we're turning it into a custom built timber framed home. All wood on the inside, brand new bathrooms, kitchens. I believe there's almost a 1,000 square foot bedroom with a balcony, wet bar, just 20 foot high ceilings. Top notch job.
And you do?
We do roofing, we do siding, we do framing, we do historical renovations, we do decks, sunrooms, finished basements, custom stonework, tile, concrete, you name it, we do it.
Wow. Okay, so you're busy.
We're busy. We're always busy.
And I like to hear that, because if you're busy, that means that I'm going to be busy in real estate sales, because it's usually when you guys go down and you slow down, we follow historically what's happening in the with the builders and construction. Do you find that people are spending money these days?
Up until, I would say, 2008, we set the world on fire. The phone, in being self-employed, you're always trying to answer the phone. And, you're hoping the phone rings and you hope, jobs are there. Up until 2008, the phone rang off the hook. We used to turn jobs down. After 2008, 9, 10, part of 11, it got a little shaky. It was slow. I mean, you had to take what was there. I know almost every contractor in the valley, and we all talk, and we everybody had seen a downslide in construction. Luckily, it seems like in the last year and a half, people have started to come back around. New construction used to be a big thing. We used to build a couple homes a year. That seems to have subsided at this point. A lot of renovations. People are renovating their current homes. Kitchens are big. Finished basements are big. Adding on livable square footage to your current dwelling seems to be the trend. And that's what people seem to be doing right now. So that's what most of our work is.
Okay, we're going to talk all about that. What's your favorite type of project?
I like historical renovations. You have to, you take a house that's already existing, that's registered with the Historical Society, and you have to add on or renovate and keep it in the same format to keep the historical registry to it. We did one in Green Ridge for a local author, and the house came out beautiful, and she loved it. We loved it. Great lady to work for, and the project just came out phenomenal. You couldn't tell that it was an add-on. You know, a lot of times people will do add-ons to their home, and they'll have a beautiful old historical or Victorian home, whatever, and then they'll hire somebody to come in and they'll do a great job. There's a lot of good contractors in this area. They'll do a great job, but it'll look brand new on an old home. When you do jobs of historical value, it has to look like an old home that was just built onto an old home. So those are challenging, and they usually come out great. They cost a lot more money than a typical renovation, but the outcome usually people are thrilled with.
Okay. So time of year, I thought we would talk about sunrooms, porches, decks, and those items, and you just brought up an excellent point. How do you do those items, sun porches, decks, patios, and have them blend well with a home? There's all different types. There's all different sizes. You could just about do anything with wood, composite, so on and so forth.
Absolutely. Most people in this day and age want a deck. Most people want a deck with a roof over it anymore because, you know, it seems like the summers have been getting hotter, and we used to build decks and we would ask people, do you want a covering over your deck? And they'd say, no, I want the sun. Well, it seems like in the last year and a half, 2 years, decks that we've built previously, people will call and ask us to give a quote to put a roof back over it because it's just too much sun.
Sure.
Decks come in every shape, every size. It depends pretty much what you're looking for. You can stone face the bottoms with cultured stone. You can use privacy lattice. You can use landscaping, anything to cover up the bottoms. Most of the time, they always blend well to the homes. Closing in porches is another thing. With screen, make frames and a screen them in so people aren't getting a crazy attack with bugs and things like that. But the current trend right now seems to be composite decking. People want no maintenance, composite decking railings or vinyl railings, and that seems to be the current trend right now. Nobody wants to paint anymore. Everybody wants to just power wash it off and know that if they spend extra money that it's going to last for, you know, 15 years more than just regular pressure-treated lumber.
I was just having this conversation with one of our neighbors. They have a wood deck around the pool, and she says every year she's got to replace a lot of boards, and she says it's a real pain. They have to paint it every 2 years. She says that's what they're going to do. They're going to go with the composite board.
Absolutely. And to the people that still have wood decking now, they used to paint every year, and people would go to Lowe's or Home Depot, and they'd buy a gallon of paint and just paint the deck. They actually make stains. Olympic makes a stain now, and a company called Sickens makes a stain now that you can get in any color that paint comes in, and those products soak into the wood. They don't sit on top of the wood, so you never want to paint near a water project. They're near a pool or near a pond or anything like that, because what happens is that the water is absorbed into the wood, the paint swells and chips and peels, then you're out there every other year scraping
it and
repainting
it.
That's
exactly what happens.
You need a product that'll soak into the wood and that'll protect the wood, and I know Olympic makes one that'll last up to 10 years. It's a little costly, but you know, if you're painting every year, every other year,
it's worth it.
It's absolutely worth it.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, I have data here that I pulled for this area. Well, Mid-Atlantic, we're talking Pennsylvania, New York, that sort of thing. And it talks about resale value when you add certain items to a house, certain things. And a wood deck addition, cost recoup would be 77.3% of what you pay when you resell the home. And that's one of the highest, 85% on a replacement steel entry door, but the deck is second in that list of items.
Absolutely. I think a lot of times it seems, at least to me, and most realtors that we deal with, is people don't want to buy a home and spend all that money and then turn it into a construction project. You know, especially if you have kids, if you're renovating a kitchen and you're looking at 6 or 8 weeks worth of kitchen work or bathroom, you know, bedrooms aren't as big a deal. Living rooms aren't as big a deal. It's kitchens, bathrooms, and outdoor space. People don't want to buy a home and have to eat outside for, you know, go to dinner every night for 8 weeks or 6 weeks or whatever the cost or the time frame is. So.
Why not?
No, Jackie does. You just put me to it. Jackie wants to eat out every night.
I don't understand that.
Absolutely. So I do agree with you. I think that most people want them done, and I think that as a prospective buyer, when you're buying a home, I think that is a big selling point to people. If you have a nice deck and it's low maintenance and it's a place where people can go out and entertain, I think that's a big selling point toward a house.
I was just in a house the other day. The porch was, like you said, it was enclosed. It had the roof over it. It was screened. It was like you were walking out into another room. It was beautiful.
Absolutely. And you know, in our area, we're lucky because, you know, toward the end of April, beginning of May, you can still go out in the afternoon or early evening and have dinner, and it's still, you know, you get cool evenings, but you can do that all the way up till mid-October.
Sure.
So you get a lot of time that you can spend in these areas where you don't have, you need heating or air conditioning. A lot of people will close them, put fans in them to get a nice breeze. The most important thing when these projects are done is to make sure they're supported well. People, you'll take old beat up decks that are falling apart and try and leave the base and then try and close it in with screening or framing or whatnot, and they're not well supported. So you always have to make sure you have good support.
So along those lines, do you find yourself, when you're looking at decks that already exist, do you find that you can rebuild them, or do you just take them all down and start over?
Most of the time, if they're wood, we just take them down and start over. I mean, if the deck is in good shape, you can add a roof over it, you can frame it in and add screening. But I found that a lot of people that screen in porches always throw in at you when you're doing the estimate, well, if I decide to want to close this in and make it a Four Seasons room later and put windows and heat, if you have a deck that's built just to be a deck and it's not below the frost line and it's not footed well and it's not on a foundation or on piers, you can't use it as a Four Seasons room. So to give them the option to have a screened in porch now or close it in later, you always have to make sure it's a good foundation, it's in well, and then you can expand on that down the road.
Okay. Do you find that many people do that?
I would say that, you know, 40% of the calls of the decks that we get, maybe people will decide, we'll build a deck with a covering over it, and then down the road, they'll decide to close it in with either screening or turn it into a room.
Okay. You gave us a lot to think about there, Bob. What's your contact information? How does somebody get in touch with you if they want to get a bid or have you look something over?
Sure. Contact information is rklehaa@yahoo.com for email. And our office line is 570-343-2060.
343-2060.
Yes.
That's Bob Clea from Clea Construction. And we're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a rare opportunity to build in Dunmore. We can call Bob over here. It's a 68 by 71 foot lot, and it's located at 1205 Rear Webster Avenue. It's a level lot with beautiful fruit trees, and it's only $19,000. So if you're looking to build in Dunmore, give us a call about 1205 Rear Webster Avenue, and that is listed by the lovely Jackie Ruddy of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And a recent article caught my attention from the NAR, that's the National Association of Realtors, Realtor Magazine. This is Myra Norman, who's a Beverly Hills real estate professional. She says to make your house high def when showing it to potential buyers, make sure the home touches buyers' five senses. For sight, display fresh flowers. For sound, play soft classical music. For taste, put in ready-to-bake cookies in the oven shortly before a showing. For smell, skip the chemical air fresheners and use those flowers and those fresh-baked cookies. They will provide a welcoming scent. And for feel, use rich textured spreads and accent pieces in the bedroom, white fluffy towels in the bathroom, and that all conveys the touch of luxury. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
How are you?
Are you enjoying our conversation today?
Yeah, Bob is good. He knows his stuff.
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Can we get that out?
And our special guest, Bob Clea from Clea Construction. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
Very good. Jackie, how you doing?
Doing wonderful. Oh, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
All right. Well, before the break, we were talking, we spent some time on decks and outdoor living space can add appeal and value if done correctly. And those are the magic words. And too many times people build too small, you can't fit furniture out there, or they don't maintain the wood decking, and or it's not properly supported. Isn't that what you've been finding out there?
Yes. You always have to make sure that if you're going to add on, especially after the fact, if you're going to decide to close it in, make a sunroom, a Four Seasons room, always has to be built good from the ground up.
I agree. Okay, good. Now, we were talking about a little bit on the break about how you've also purchased properties in the past, renovated them, sold them for a higher amount than you paid for them. You do that for people. You have a client list that you do that for. You go in and you do renovations. You do remodeling work. You're currently right now actually building a new construction, a 4,000 square foot home, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So you do all types of work. You do hardwood flooring. You do roofing, siding, on and on and on.
Tile, bathrooms, hardwood floors, custom plaster ceilings, custom trim work, custom stone work, you name it, we do it.
And you've been doing it 18 years?
18 years.
Excellent. Okay. Now, what type of projects add the most value? What should people look at doing and what should they stay away from doing?
I think by far the project that most people look for, I think when they walk into a new home, is the kitchen. Most of the older homes, especially in the Hill section in Scranton and in a lot of the historic homes, you drive up and you see this enormous home and people see them and they think, my God, it's going to be fabulous. Then you walk in and the kitchen is 6x8 and you have an enormous dining room and an enormous living room and enormous bathrooms. But it seems the current trend in kitchens is that's the gathering place for people. They come home at the end of the day, everybody reads the paper, does their paperwork, talks, you know, people have gatherings, they invite people over, everybody's in the kitchen. And the problem that we find in a lot of these older homes in this area is the kitchens were only meant to cook and the people ate in the dining room, where now people want to open that space up and they want to have a full kitchen, they want to have gathering area, they want to have just that would be the biggest room in their house now. So I think kitchens, you can't lose your money on a kitchen. Can't lose your money.
Okay, so what do you see people doing in terms of kitchens?
Well, the current trends are, and we've done a couple of these projects, is we've taken where it was a small kitchen and a large dining room, we'll take some of the older homes and we'll remove walls and we'll eliminate the dining room because people aren't as apt to a formal dining room these days, and we'll have one huge kitchen. People want islands now that instead of having a kitchen table and chairs, they'll have large islands where they have storage cabinetry underneath and you can sit around the entire island and gather and cook and do your homework and paperwork and whatnot. That seems to be the current trend. And granite. People want granite or quartz. That seems to be the current trend. Formica went out in 1980. So that's the current trend. Granite, quartz, in the kitchen.
Okay. There's something I just read from NAR's Realtor magazine, and that's the National Association of Realtors magazine. Guess what's back? You're not going to believe it.
What's that?
The galley kitchen.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Now, they're coming back. I don't see it. It's more in urban areas.
Sure.
I can't see it in our area, but more urban living environments, they're coming back, and they're using soft grays to create an industrial look and metals.
It's funny you say that, because we did a home up in the hill section, in the upper hill section by the hospitals, and the people, we totally eliminated a galley kitchen and opened it up into one huge, huge room. So from what I've seen in our jobs, I haven't seen the galley kitchen effect. They're too narrow. People want big open areas.
Right. And, you know, we have a lot of those big older homes in the hill section in Green Ridge, and that's what you get, a galley kitchen.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what's out of fashion?
Out of fashion is the old Formica countertops that you see all the time. Also out of fashion, the standard lower cabinet with a soffit. People want no soffit anymore. Everybody uses standard base cabinets now with a granite countertop. And 90% of the kitchen remodels we do, people want the 42-inch tall upper cabinets with no soffit. They want as much room as you can get with the cabinets up to the ceiling, not bumped to a soffit. That seems to be the current trending.
I couldn't get up to the ceiling. How high are our ceilings?
9.5 feet.
Yeah. But I agree with you, because we do spend a lot of time in our kitchen, and it's
pretty... That's the room we spend all the time in. Everything's in the kitchen. All the time.
You're right.
We have a dining room that we have about 8,000 Legos on. That's what the dining room table is used for.
And surprisingly enough, the people that still have dining rooms, when we do full home renovations, I mean, they want it done so it's just literally for a special occasion. It's not an everyday room where the kids are driving trucks on the dining room table and around the floors. I mean, they're done so well that they're just for a special occasion. Most people want to use the kitchen on a day-to-day basis to eat and do their paperwork and whatnot.
Also, the trends seem to be for 2013, according to this article I just mentioned, extend the backsplash over the cabinets for a much richer and more complete look.
Sure, sure. You know, backsplashes now, there's so many different options. You can use tile, you can use mosaic tile, you can use, they have fiberglass panels that look like the old tin press ceilings. You can use granite, marble. I mean, there's so many options in backsplashes to dress up the kitchen. There's more material available now than ever.
Right, and you're right, the flamed granite is popular. Believe it or not, beam ceilings are coming back.
I thought they went out in the 70s.
I thought so too, but that's what this says. That's the design trends for 2013, the kitchen design trends, I know. And the islands that you mentioned, they said that the elevated bars that try to hide a sink are no longer in.
No, now most people aren't putting it in the island. They're extending the granite past the island so they can use it as their kitchen table as well. So now it becomes a preparation area and an eating area, and probably more office area too. People, you know, will do their paperwork and those kind of things on the island now. So not so much as a food prep with a sink or a range in it. It's more of a useful area than a cooking area.
So they're getting bigger.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, people want big islands all the time. If you know, the option now, on the current home that we're doing now, they're going with almost an 8-foot by 8-foot island.
Oh, and that's wow. A huge, that must be a big kitchen.
It's a big kitchen, but it's a huge chunk of granite on top. So, yeah, people want to use it as an area to gather around.
But they're doing the second sink still, correct, but in a different area.
They are. It's going to be in the regular kitchen run of cabinets and countertops.
Okay. Well, there's nothing like an impressive kitchen to help sell a house, but you know, it's about personal taste too, so people have to watch and be careful, right?
It is. Surprisingly enough, the old look is coming back. You know, for a big chunk of the 80s and the 90s, everything was new. People were using new colonial moldings and whatnot, but now in a lot of the renovations we do, people are asking for the larger crown moldings, they're asking for the larger base moldings, 6-inch base moldings. A lot of the jobs, you know, people don't see all the behind-the-scenes work in construction. They don't see that you ripped down a wall and that you made a kitchen bigger. That's all only seen during the process. All they see is they come into a house, they sit and have dinner with a family, they look around, they see fancy crown molding, they see oversized base molding, they see fluted pilasters, they see plinth blocks at the bottom of doors, and those are the things that catch people's eye. So trim work now has become a big thing for people, because that's what really overstates the job. People look around and they want, instead of just a piece of chair rail, we build it with 3 or 4 pieces of trim. Crown moldings are built with 3 and 4 pieces of trim. Base moldings are oversized. People want that older look. It's come back.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's a classic style. I love it.
Yeah, Jackie made me do the crown molding around the house. After everything was done, we did the house. Oh,
something was missing.
Yeah, it was missing. You have these big high ceilings, so I got the biggest molding you could, and then it's a lot of fun matching it up to a crazy old crooked wall.
It's funny because of all the work that you can do, especially in a dining room remodel or a bedroom, you can spend so much time putting hardwood floor, fancy base trim. We've done faux painted walls. We've vaulted and contoured ceilings and done all this. And people will come in. They'll say, wow, I love the crown molding.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what people say.
Their eyes go to the crown molding. Yeah,
absolutely.
I love it too. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Bob Clea from Clea Construction. How do we get in touch with you, please?
Our email is rklehaa@yahoo.com. And we can be reached at the office at 570-343-2060.
And you have a great Facebook page, do you not?
We do. All of our current trends, in design and the local current jobs that we're doing are all posted as much as we can on Facebook. So check them out on there.
And what's the name on Facebook?
Clea Construction.
Clea.
K-L-E-H-A Construction. Facebook.
Great. All right. We'll check you out there, Bob. Before we close, Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes. We have a 4-unit multifamily home located at 1334 Dartmouth Street in Scranton for only $55,000. So if you're a handyman or a contractor, well, you can call Bob. This might be for you. It has 4 one-bedroom, one-bath apartments. It needs some TLC, but it has great potential to be a moneymaker. It has a large deck on the rear, a nice-sized lot that's 135 feet deep, and very reasonable taxes of only $1,700. So if you're looking to invest, give us a call about 1334 Dartmouth Street in Scranton for $55,000, and that is listed by Valerie Brown of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And Bob, before we close, I'd like to invite you back for next week. Have you come in to talk about some more things that you do, if you wouldn't mind?
Absolutely, I'd love to.
All right, great. An easy way to cut 4 years off your mortgage. This is from Tom Redden, who's a real estate professional. His number one piece of advice for recent home buyers is to switch from the traditional monthly mortgage payments to biweekly payments. Why? Because it's the least painful, simplest way to shave approximately 4 years off the life of a traditional 30-year fixed rate mortgage. Check with your mortgage lender for an exact calculation of the reduction in years based on your individual circumstances. It's not just for new home buyers. Many existing homeowners are asking themselves, should I refinance? If you decide to refinance your mortgage to today's low interest rates, make sure to consider this option when you set up your new mortgage. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. And in the meantime, have a fantastic 4th of July week.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No 3-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Reddy from Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Reddy from Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you
Make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.